Methinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails alee as down.
I come from the oldest fishing family in the village. I can remember nothing, only fishing.
Methinks I see on each small craft a crew with hearts so brave.
Grandfather started in 1885. And he retired in 1919, and my father took over then in 1919. He was harbour master till 1950.
It's in your blood, it has to be in your blood. It's definitely a family, it has to run through your veins.
I came home and I said to my father, I want to go to sea. The way I looked at it was, that's all I ever wanted was to be at sea.
Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well. They long defied that bitter night and battled with the swell.
Me and my brother used to annoy the heart and soul of him to bring us fishing because we were like big. We were probably 4 and 6 at the time.
My first recollection of going to sea was with my father when I was 8 years old in the old boat called the Ross Sighter. And all I can remember was we had nothing to eat, only a heel of a bread.
At the time, it was a smaller boat we had. It was the Seanog. It was an open wooden boat. We'd be out in the Irish Sea and we'd go out and we loved being out fishing with them.
I started herring fishing in 1945 and it was a summer job from May to September. I'd done 3 summers at it. And there'd be 6 men on the boat and I was the cook.
There was no gas cooker at them, it was a coal fire. And I can still remember, we just buttered the heel of the bread and toasted it on the coal fire.
Cabbage and bacon for 6 men, and you'd be busy trying to feed them. Are you only in your teens?
And then I can remember being lifted by one of the fishermen, being actually lifted out of the boat when we got back into the harbour that night.
They used to boil the spuds with the seawater. So I used to, like, because I was the girl, I used to love cleaning around and have everything clean.
My first job on the boat, and it was a very, very, even to this day, it was a very good learning experience, was the galley, which is the kitchen in the boat. My very first job was to wash dishes, have the kettle boiling at all times for the crew, and keep the galley spotless clean. From then on, I learned to cook.
But there'd be like an old milk churn you used to have at the edge of the seat, and you'd have to lift the steel lid off that, like, and there'd be fresh water, but you always used seawater to boil the spuds. So you'd go out and you just stick the pot over the side of the boat and like grab some seawater in.
And we used to fish up off Behistown and up off Baltray. We used to get a lovely place up there. So one of my first cooking experiences was learn how to boil fish in salt water.
I used to help them peel the spuds and do the veg, and you always had fish. There was always fish for dinner.
Cut the head and the tail off the place, put them in a pot, fill it with seawater, and boil them. And my father, I can remember my father saying to me, now watch them when they boil, let them simmer away for 5 minutes and then take them off. So I did what I was told, but what I wasn't told and what I did do was I drained the water off them and the 5 of them stuck together. So that was my first and probably last mistake I made in my cooking.
My grandfather was 34 years harbour master, and my father took over in 1919, and he was harbour master for 31 years, because I started in 1950, and I retired in 1986, which is 46 years, 6 months, 7, 4, 11, 1, 2, 3, 3, 11. Yeah, that'll be around about 111 years, yeah. In or about 111 years, yes.
My schooling consisted of National School. I stayed at National School, and then my father got the Seanog built in 1972. It was called after me, Seanog, Young John. And I can remember in National School, the teacher asking me, because it was the first new fishing boat in Clarehead in about 12 or 14 years at the time. And the teacher asking me about the boat, and I could tell him everything because that's all I could tell him more about the boat than I could about my school lessons.
It was only a small port that time when I started in 1950. There was only old type of fishing boats here that time. That's the Inner Harbour there, and that's the old boats that were there in them years.
I went to Dunleer Tech, and the bus broke down one day in Grange Bellew, and myself and another fisherman, he's fishing now as well. Instead of walking the 1 mile to Dunleer School, we walked 5 miles back home to Clarehead.
It was a hard life. Herring fishing, you get no sleep. When we were out in stormy weather at the herring fishing, we were out in some very bad weather at the herring fishing.
I just can't remember ever wanting to be in secondary school, but I can remember coming home one day and I said to my father, I want to go fishing. I want to go to sea. And so I left school and went to sea, and can't ever remember anybody asking, the teachers or anyone asking, why I wasn't attending school. I just went to sea at that age and that was it. I was 13 years and 4 months old when I went to sea.
Is my girl as nice as she used to be? Are my friends all right?
When he'd come in from fishing, we'd miss him so much when he was gone.
What I'd give to be with them in Clare.
But you'd know he was coming home because you'd been talking to my granda, who would be talking to him on the VHF. And so you'd know he was coming home and you'd be waiting for him to come home. And he'd come in and he'd have his clogs on him and a black hat. And as soon as he came in the door, shoes would be out of his clogs and I'd be dying to wear them. And he'd be wearing them around the house and he'd have a bag of fish and he'd put the fish into your... I'd put the fish into my pram and bring the fish for a walk around the house, as you do.
Kilkeel was where you went to get your nets and ropes and oilskins and gloves in those days and boots. There was no place local, no place in Hoth. But I can remember my father going to get me an oilskin. And it was a small oilskin. But I remember when I came home and he put it on the table at home in the kitchen. And my mother I couldn't wait to get my oilskin on. I put my oilskin on. My mother had to turn the sleeves up, I think, 3 times so they could see my hands out through the sleeves. But I can still, to this day, I can smell the smell of a new oilskin, that very first oilskin I put on. That's how passionate or committed I was. I can't remember things I'd done last week, but I can remember that.
During the war, you couldn't get oilskins, but we could get them in the north of Ireland. Yeah. Yeah. Oilskins on sea boots, yeah. Providing you had the price of them. But so we saw so much of fish. So when we were young, we used to be gutting fish. We'd get 10 shillings a night for gutting fish. From 7 o'clock in the evening till 11 at night, yeah. We'd get 10 shillings. You think it was a fortune that time. That was in the late 40s, yeah. After the war, yeah.
I just used to love clicking around and the wooden clogs. Years ago then, they'd have these wooden clogs that they'd wear on the boat. They'd be kind of like Crocs, but they'd be proper fisherman's clogs. You used to be able to get them years ago. And you'd be clicking around, you'd be making like a clicking, nearly like a high heel, you'd be making clicking noise. Sit down, up on his knee, he'd be sitting down while he's trying to have his dinner, picking all the scales off him and stuff.
After shake hands and a friendly drink, the other murmured low. Tell me about the old hotel. Tell me